Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture. We pray that through our time together, you will be drawn into a closer relationship with our Savior, Jesus. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore, I will reign with Him.
There are some who believe that God wound this creation up like a watch and then walked off to let it tick down. But no one who is a serious student of Scripture could believe any such thing. God shakes things up quite often, from separating the Red Sea so the children of Israel could move across, to having Moses strike or speak to a rock and having water gush forth. Why does God shake things up? Why does He change things? Why the miraculous? We'll study that on Moments of Inspiration as we study Psalm 114. First, join us in worship as we sing.
When no one cared about me, if I should live or die, and no one bothered asking why I go alone and cry, when burdens got so heavy that I could not face the day, then I'd feel His arms around me, and I'd hear Him gently say, lean on me. You have no strength to stand, when you feel you're going under, hold tighter to my hand, lean on me. When your heart begins to bleed, when you come to the place that I'm all you have, then you'll find I'm all you need. When the road ahead seems rugged and the path is getting steep, I feel that I can't make it and my heart begins to weep, then I turn to see who's coming to join me in the way, and I see that it's my Savior, and I hear Him gently say, lean on me. Strength to stand, when you feel you're going under, hold tighter to my hand, lean on me. When your heart begins to bleed, when you come to the place that I'm all you have, then you'll find I'm all you need. Lean on me. When you have no strength to stand, when you feel you're going under, hold tighter to my hand, lean on me. When your heart begins to bleed, when you come to the place that I'm all you have, then you'll find I'm all you need. When you come to the place that I'm all you have, then you'll find I'm all you need. I'm all you need.
Psalm 114 is a beautiful psalm. And though it is brief, it gives a very beautiful picture of God's working with His people. Listen to it, Psalm 114. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of foreign tongue, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel His dominion. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan turned back, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why was it, O sea, that you fled, O Jordan, that you turned back, you mountains that you skipped like rams, you hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. out of the centuries of bondage to a people of foreign tongue, Israel now becomes a people who are distinctively God's and speak His language. They understand now that Pharaoh is not a god, but merely an evil man whose seemingly unlimited power is easily dispatched by God's hands. And as Judah becomes a nation, they become what he calls God's sanctuary. This means a sacred place or thing, a consecrated place or thing, a dedicated thing. And he calls Israel his dominion. That's a word in Hebrew, Memshalah, which means his realm, the place where he rules. They came to Egypt with a family of 76, with the promise that God would make them into a mighty nation. And here at the Exodus, the nation Israel was born, born unto God by blood and through water. And he describes the sea looking and fleeing, the Jordan turning back, the mountains skipping. The Lord drove the Red Sea back with an east wind and dried the seabed for safe and swift passage, with a wall of water on the right and the left. When God released those waves upon the Egyptian army, not a soldier survived. The Jordan River piled up in a heap when a new generation of Israelites marched into the Promised Land. The skipping mountains may refer to God at Mount Sinai, shaking the mountain with His awesome presence. For creation moves at the will of its creator. This may also refer to the falling of the enemies of Israel in Canaan, such as seen in the crumbling walls of Jericho. Wonderful, spectacular things are happening at the hand of God. And the psalmist then asks the question, why? Why did the sea run away? Why did the Jordan turn back? Why did the mountains and the hills shake? Because there's no natural explanation. No change in the moon's gravitational pull to change the movement of the water. No mere shifting of tectonic plates coincidental with the presence of God on Mount Sinai. No, why did these things happen? Simply because God is for His people. It says in verse 7, "Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, the presence of the God of Jacob." These things were done because God is the master. That's what the word Lord means. And because His people needed help. The last verse says that God turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. A vibrant testimony to God's love for Israel. The parting of the sea provided security. The rock in the desert provided life-sustaining water. Now, before you think we're through, remember that this psalm is one that was traditionally sung at Passover. For obvious reasons, it celebrates that time in Israel's history. It is quite likely that this psalm was sung by Jesus and His disciples shortly before His arrest and crucifixion. Matthew and Mark tell us that Jesus and the disciples sang a hymn before going to the Mount of Olives. This might have been something they sung. What meaning it must have carried in Jesus' heart that night as He knew He was about to deliver man from sin and death, just as the Father had delivered Israel from Pharaoh's hand so many centuries before. What message does it carry to our generation? Well, first of all, we are to be a people for God. The world speaks a strange language. It cannot communicate the mind of God, the wisdom of God. In many parts of America, from courts to schools, God's truth, God's word, is being cast out. But we are to be a sacred people, a place where God dwells. We are the dominion of God, where His rule is evident, His way of thinking and speaking is practiced. For like the nation of Israel at the Passover and at the Red Sea, we have been delivered by blood and through water. Many folks deny the Genesis account of creation because they can't or will not align it with their trust in science. Do they not know that God can choose to change or set aside those laws that He wrote? He can defy gravity or grant instant healing or turn water to wine or rain fire from the sky. He can let a prophet be swallowed by a whale and live for 3 days in its belly. He can resurrect the dead. This is just a short list of the many times God has done what man considers impossible by natural law. In this particular story, God turns a sea into dry ground and then turns a dry rock into a fountain to grant water to millions of thirsty tongues. The Creator of nature is not bound by it. He is above it all. My good friend Tim Acheson says, once you settle the issue that God is God, the rest of it's easy. It's not hard to believe that He can make creation and make it look to be millions or billions of years old, if He so wishes it. as His people, we submit to God above all else. A verse of Scripture that we often misquote is this: resist the devil and he will flee from you. That statement is not true, because Satan is not the least bit afraid of us. Do you want the correct quotation? It's James 4 and verse 7. Here it is: submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Don't try the second half of that verse without the first. When we submit to God, then Satan has no choice but to flee when we resist. God still shakes things up for us. He does it through Jesus Christ. When Jesus died, there was a physical earthquake, as creation was shaken to its foundations. More than that, death and Hades shook because Jesus had turned the key and set prisoners free. If we submit to God, our hearts tremble at His word, His Spirit moving in and among us. We're aware of His presence and must choose to respond in humility and submission. We do have the choice to ignore the movement of God for a season. Many Israelites chose to build and worship an idol at the foot of Mount Sinai. At the end of the day, though, God's faithful survived and were victorious. Why does God shake things up? For the same reasons He did so long ago with Israel. Because God is for His people. All that God has done has been done to bless His people. It is His nature and the only possible outcome of His actions. God has sent us deliverance from death. At the resurrection, He parted the Red Sea for us. He has sent daily sustenance, living water, which we call the Holy Spirit, the bread of life, Jesus Himself. All of this because He loves us. God shakes things up, but He always moves for the blessing of His people. Praise Him. Sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Sing, amen, amen, rejoice, amen, amen, glory be to God, amen, amen. Sing, amen, amen, rejoice, amen, amen, glory be to God, amen, amen. When the Lord shall come again, let the people sing, amen, amen. When the Lord shall come again, let the people sing, amen, amen. Sing, amen, amen, sing, amen, amen. Let the people sing, amen, amen. Sing, amen, amen, sing, amen, amen. Let the people sing, amen, amen.
Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One. Lift up your countenance.
Moments of Inspiration strives to bring you encouragement and a clearer picture of Jesus Christ and His will for your life. There is more information about this ministry available on our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We also make printed materials available to you free of charge, including Bible correspondence courses and a modern English translation of the Scripture. If we can help you in your walk with Jesus in any way, please let us know. You can write us at Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. If you miss the address, just visit our website and contact us there. That website again is momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to listen again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory to